Okay, we will continue. So you have about 1.5 hours of meditation training. So before we let Sister Mifong do her sharing, we wait for the rest to come in. But while waiting for the rest, anybody who wants to report their meditation, you can. Anybody report meditation? Nobody. Mimi want to share anything? You share first. Good. Pass to her.
Okay, I have this sharing. I hope the rest is around because this sharing actually is to benefit all the Kayamitas.
Yeah, it's okay, don't worry. Sadhu.
Okay, first of all, before I do my sharing, I'd like to express my sincere thanks to Brother Teo for preparing all the notes. Actually, all these notes helps a lot. And it helps me to, because I have this experience, then when I read the notes, I have realized it, but when I read the notes, it further penetrate my realization. That's why, Brother Teo, thank you.
Father.
Okay, this is actually happens on the 19th of March, Thursday. That is two days before
the retreat.
The time is 6:30. Location is, I was actually coming back from my appointment, so I have to rush home actually. And I was driving along the elevated highway after Tropicana. So you know that the place, 6:30 is starting to very jam. Then I was on top of the highway. I have a bird eye view of the highway and the surrounding. And that time I was, actually I think I'm in Satila, because I see everything as what it is. So you see the sight of an old car and a new car was driving side by side. When I saw these two side, these two cars side by side, the realization comes to me is impermanence. As I look further, the sight of some buildings, old and new one, newly built from afar. And this reinforced the realizations of impermanence and non-self. Then, straight away, this thing come to me. If any person were to attach to things, things I refer is all this form.
External form.
Yeah. Suffering is sure to knock at your door. Then as I look deeper, I further realize that all things is in a flux of movement. The very visible one is actually the car moving, the tree moving, human being moving. The subtle one is human mind moving with all kinds of sankhara in them, because there are so many drivers in the car. Human body cells is in the process of disintegration and regeneration. You know, human being, we have cells. This is how I contemplate, like, brother.
Good.
Then the cell...
You will go through all this. You will start to understand.
Yeah.
Then you will feel their vibration. Miss, every cell in your body is in a state of flux. It's alive. It's only vibration. That's why vibration is what? Energy. And energy is what? Because the mind, the consciousness is there. Otherwise, it won't vibrate. Like living things also, they vibrate because there is life, living things. Then the building, you may look at it solid. all the atoms, the electrons inside there, you know through science, they vibrate. That's how you can feel them. You can feel them. Very good.
Okay, the cells of the plants, etc., are also in the process of flux movement, you know? So, then the very subtle realization that I have is, you know, the smallest elements of all things are, you call it atoms, right? I don't know whether I remember my science correctly or not. They are in constant movement. Therefore, how can all things be permanent in nature? It's so clear that all conditioned arising things are impermanent, non-self, empty nature. If we don't have this understanding, we will attach and cling to things. Suffering come into being. Then, after that, I have all this realization I just write down. Then from the above scenario, I can see that all forms are empty nature. Then I put a bracket, the first aspect of form. And all forms are mind manifestation. That is the second aspect of form. When you see the form enter into eye conscious, the perception. Second aspect form. They are not real, empty nature. How real can it be when it's just an image of the form in the mind? Why perception sanya? Then, I have all this written down. When I go back on Friday, I read this notes prepared by Brother Teo. The first, I think the first or second page talks about form is emptiness and emptiness is form. So when I reflect on all this, straight away I see all things are of empty nature. And within the empty nature, we can see form. It was so clear when I realized that I was like, wow. So I quickly write down before I forget. So, sadhu, sadhu to you, Brother Teo, because with your notes, it's helped me realize the deeper penetrations
It shortened your understanding. Because if you don't have like prototype, just like any car or motorbike you want to design or build, you got a prototype already, then you improve on it very easy, you know. You try to open up and understand it very easy. But let's say you never see a car before, then you are asked to design a car. You don't even know that you can drive one, no? So how to design? That's a very difficult one. So the Buddha's nature's law, the governs life existence and the Dhamma, he summarized all his understanding because he realized this through his cultivation and perfection. Means what? You don't need to go and research and confirm it, no? You straight away got a prototype, no? Then you check on it. Understand? You use the prototype, you drive, it really can, or the car. Oh, then you can improve on it, or then you say, oh, this one maybe we can adjust. That's why the new car become more and more efficient, fuel efficient, more quiet, more sporty, more power. Understand? This is how when you understand the Dhamma, Dhamma can be improved upon. And Dhamma is what? The secret of life. Understand? Like I said, the Buddha can summarize to you all the secret of life. Means he is so wise and he saved you so much time. No, no need to go and like do R&D and go and find out yourself. No, and I tell you, without the sasana, without the Dhamma, the chance of enlightenment is 0.00000. Don't know how many zero, then one at the back. Why? Because by the time you are born, you're not connected. Let's say you don't have the path. You try to investigate, just like Sister Lian. Use intellect, knowledge, read book everywhere. If you do that, you will never find, because you use thought. That is the first difficulty. The second thing is, if let's say there is no Dhamma, the Buddha never write Four Noble Truths. I tell you, for you to think of this Four Noble Truths, you think easier. You some more use thought, no? So it's not easy. So that's why even to get one right view about law of karma is the worst. Law of karma, how to prove? Because it's so complex, like the Buddha said, the law of karma is so complex. Only the enlightened, not only enlightened, only those who are near to the Buddhahood or very advanced in their cultivation can understand. It's so complex, so it involves so many things. So, to have the right view regards the law of karma, I tell you, is as good as impossible. Every life you come, you only see some relationship, then you're not sure. Then some people like come again, do the same. Then by the time you want to learn something, 80 years old already, or near the grave already. So how to investigate, how to understand? But when the sasana is here, you cut short your training, your journey. Everything you want to know, the Dhamma is there. So when you see that it stand up to investigate, your faith in the Buddha, you no need to investigate it. You just use. Understand? If Buddha say this, because I have investigate and it really stand out the truth, so this must be the law, nature's law. So what must I do? The Buddha say you are born of karma, head of karma, condition is supported by your karma. You are what you are because of karma. You straight away will come to realize that karma is very important. Yeah? And then you no need to go and look for books and do research. Yeah? So how to take care of karma? And then very easy. Yeah? Avoid all evil, do good. That's the advice of Buddha. And then you realize, Then how to avoid all evil? Keep precept. Take refuge. Understand? Then you realize, the puja, the Buddha teacher is so important. He teach you how to do all this. Then if I keep my precept, then I realize, my evil action and evil speech and evil thought is more or less mitigated. Then because of that, my karma also taken care of. Then I have to do good. Do good means what? Taking care of karma, taking care of precept, not enough. No. Because that one is to avoid evil. You don't do good. You cultivate noble eightfold path. Then noble eightfold path need your view to be straightened. That's why you need right view. And then only you know what is right thought. Understand? If your view not straightened, like I say, how to cultivate right thought? When you are deluded, you cannot cultivate right thought. I already told you. The user of thought decide what type of thought. If the user of thought is still deluded, don't have their view straightened, they will always apply the wrong thought. Because they don't understand. So cultivation is like that. You continue.
The objective of me having this sharing is to, first of all, probably give all the Kayamitas here to, every time I talk to them, they say it's so tough to see, to be in sati. So I hope this sharing can reinforce into you is possible actually. So it's only that you have to diligently cultivate, of course with the help of Bodhisattva's Manjushri, because if you have him to connect with you, I think you can realize the wisdom in much easier. So have faith in the Bodhisattvas. Because why I say that? Because before I not connected to him, I'm not going anywhere until one day when I was meditating in my house in the balcony, I actually, wow, can somebody show me the way, wisdom? I was requesting for wisdom, so that's how I get myself go to Wutai San. So that's why with this, I really want you all, because this one really come from my own experience. That's why I'm sharing with you all. After seeing you all, after the sharing from Lin, that's why I only want to really share it. If not, then people think, this one very, very, very Maison one, bye, that kind of thing. Because I'm not like that. I'm a very scholastic believer. Actually, before I go into the cultivation, I actually challenge the Dhamma. I say, if you can enable me to have this, then I will have faith in you. I'm not the devotional type of cultivator. So I hope with this sharing and to this Dhamma contemplation I'm able to do, I was like, wow. I was filled with joy. So when I came to this retreat, actually, I have a lot of other realization. I think I have to leave some time for other people to share.
Yeah. Let me phone share first.
So with this sharing, I hope your progress 加油一点。
Sadhu,
okay.
Sadhu.
Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Pass to Mi Feng. Now, Mi Feng will share with you.
Hello, hello.
Yeah,
Mimi, I was roommate with Mimi and she was sharing with us. And we were really amazed, not just by, you know, how profound her realization, but she's so meticulous. You notice she put down the date, the location, the time. Because I think among us, sometimes you have certain realization and then, you know, it kind of just pass and, but I think she's really very meticulous, and she said that's what Brother Teo asked her to do.
Yeah.
So, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Okay. For me, throughout this retreat, for almost all the Dharma discussion or sharing from Brother Teo, I was so attentive, so attentive, and I don't know how to say, so enthusiastic. To listen, and there are many of my questions, my doubts are all being clarified and clear. I don't even have to ask.
Yeah,
from what Brother Teo shared with us, from some of the questions that some of our friends asked, a lot of doubts that have been with me for a long time are cleared. And almost all the time, my heart here, it's just sensation. I don't know how to describe, like I say, I'm not good. It's just that, you know, whenever there's sharing, there's a lot of sensation in my heart this area. I want to say sadhu to Brother Teo.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because what she went through is very good. Well, earlier on, she shared a little bit with me. She said, when she was able to understand what the silent mind is, because she experienced that, then she had a lot of joy. Then after that, when she tried lying down, then really went into the quietness, then the awareness. And then there's a lot. And because of the faith and the condition and all the merits, she and Suyan did so much. If you make use of by the power of all this wholesomeness, then they keep precept and they do all these 10 meritorious actions. If you invoke the causes and conditions, to really, really awaken. Even this life, you make the aspiration, can be done. That's all. Then when she listened, this time was the faith is a lot different from last time. That's all. Initially, maybe still got a little bit of doubt and question. But because the faith is there, she was attentive. Then she said, like, there is a type of energy that went in. That's all. And make her very attentive. And there's so much joy after she listened, because the Dhamma is so beautiful in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end, because it's so clear. It leads to clarity, understanding. Then it's so practical and easy to understand. Nothing esoteric, nothing complicated. So that was how all the things. Then with all the other sharing, her faith stronger. That's how she made all those, whatever that she had, she told me there's a lot of joy. Because now it's so different, this retreat. The condition that was set that enabled her to be like that is because over time, the faith build up, the diligence build up. Then when you are attentive and silent with the faith, the Dhamma go in. Then a lot of things people don't know. We are here. The collective consciousness energy is very strong. Up there also helping. So they actually want to help everybody. So if you really had a faith, sincerity, and the, what they call diligence, you will gain a lot. And a lot of things will happen. Just like you see Christina and all those things. Then even some of you, Padma, Suri, even Sister Lian, and all those, Brother Hung, they had that type of experience that they never really go through before. Because now is the first time they silent, and the awareness is so different. And everyone is different. Understand? So because of that, this is how it can happen. We say sadhu to mifong. Sadhu, sadhu.
I still have.
Yeah, you have. Okay, continue. Very good.
Come to this relaxed and silent. I've been hearing Brother Teo say that over and over again, and it sounded so simple. But for me, because I did the noting, and I think a lot. My mind is always having this mental chattel, this thinking. And with the noting, and in my meditation, I have always been trying to do something. You know, like trying to be mindful, so it's actually the thoughts.
Yeah, trying to be aware.
Though earlier on I have sometimes some glimpse of relaxed and silent, but it's only during this retreat that I have like a longer period of really experiencing the
space between thought.
Just relax, because I don't even know how to relax before. Just relax and silent, and I don't know, it was just so beautiful.
The space between thought. You continue, I just draw.
I have to thank Brother Teo for that. I just hope that I can carry on from here to my daily awareness. I'm done with this point. Once Brother Teo, I'll move on to another experience after this.
Okay. You go. Continue.
That's the experience, interesting experience this morning. Since we have heard sharing from Mimi, from Lien, and for yesterday morning and this morning, actually quite a number of us actually joined the chanting downstairs. So I asked Mimi, what do I do? You know, now go to Bodhisattva Monastery, what do I do? I asked them, what do I do? So anyway, this morning, went out there for chanting, and everything was just normal. And then we had this walking around, the chanting, the Kwan Sing Pusa's Fo Hao. And this thought just came into me that Brother Teo says, silence your mind. Relax and silence your mind.
It just comes. Very important.
And I just relax and just follow in the flow and the sound. And I don't know, it's just suddenly tears just come.
Oh, very good.
And I feel like as if like I'm home. I don't know. It's just a feeling, and tears just come. Not too much.
Correct.
So that, and then after that, we are supposed to be meditating. I think the six something.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Six
I went 50. Down to the shrine hall again.
Okay.
And I went in front of the Buddhas, the center one, and I follow what Lien told me. Kneel down, and with the intention to bow 100 times. Now for me, I have tried before, and even bowing just above 10 times was a strain on my leg, because at this age, I had some leg pain. So I thought I will just try. You know, if I can do it, I'll do it. And so when I kneel down and look at the Buddha's image, I said in my heart, I pay respect to all the Buddhas, all the Bodhisattvas, and all the higher beings. Yeah. I don't know, it just comes.
Yeah, very good, very good.
And I want to pay respect and ask for guidance for me to develop wisdom.
Very good.
Then I started bowing. And surprisingly, it wasn't difficult. And it was, you know, it was a cold floor, so the nun actually showed me there's this little small cupboard.
Cupboard.
So that, I knew, and I put one of my cloths, so I started bowing. And again, Brother Teo's, advice came into my mind.
Yeah.
Body and mind
together,
as one. And silent. And so I just bow and bow and bow.
Ah, no need to know anything, just do. Do.
Somewhere along, I don't know what number I go. I was
counting. No need to know.
I was actually counting, and I look up. As you know, I come out. I look at the Buddha's image, and suddenly there's so much joy.
Wow, sadio.
It's like the Buddha was smiling. I don't know.
No.
It's like
you can feel one. You can feel one.
Yeah, it's
because
smiling.
They really, really project to you one. Then your heart can feel one.
Yeah.
Then you have that feeling like he's smiling. But the statue is the same. But you will see it one.
Understand? That's so kind.
Yeah, very clear.
That's so kind to me.
Yes. A lot of what they call this type of great Buddha and Bodhisattva. I saw it during the early days of my cultivation. That's why people cannot understand. Understand? You can feel that. They really rejoice, because sometimes they will tell you, like Mimi went to Wutaisan, the abbot smiled, you are back. She was there before.
She heard my own experience.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, let me add, I'm not an energy sensitive person. Correct, though my friend says, they feel this. I have never felt any of the energy. I'm just not the sensitive. She and me used to say we are like two pieces of wood. We just don't feel. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I continue bowing, and then I finish 100. It wasn't difficult. And then, as I finish, I turn back, and I notice Alain was actually behind me, with her hand out. you can ask her to share what was she doing. Her hand was like that.
Yeah.
and I don't know why she go down, and you can ask me why she went down, because she has a message, and she was. And then she tell me that side. Go move over to the Manjushri
side.
So I move over, I laid the small little carpet, and I kneel down. And this sister took it away from me. She wants me to experience the cold floor. And so I kneel down, and I look at the image, and I ask for guidance for me to see the truth, to develop my wisdom, and tears just came.
And it just came and nonstop.
And as I look at the image, it's like, you know, so kind and so. And somehow, I don't know whether it's my own thoughts.
No, it's not your thought.
Or it's a message.
It's not your thought. You were, from your heart, have that feeling one. Because when you saw, the image is different one. Because they can condition it to be like that one. Then it's like they rejoice and they smile to you. Understand? Means you already connect. Understand?
Yeah.
Otherwise, the tear cannot come out. What is tear? Your nature know. Your conscious mind know. Understand? That's why it just come out. And certain people is a lot. For her case, it's not much. But you know, it's from the inside come out. Understand? Because normally, if there is nothing, you won't have tears like that. You don't have problem to cry, it's so difficult. No? Then how does the tear come out? The nature move. Continue.
And somehow this message or thought that saying that I have started to develop some wisdom and I should continue helping people.
Yes.
It just come. That means I'm doing all right.
Yes.
Continue
no
to
problem.
Help people.
This is what you're supposed to do. Then it will move you very fast later on.
After crying for a while, and it's just very peaceful, then I do respect the Pushien Pusa and the Quan Sing. And I think I have some link to Quan Sing Pusa.
And
when I kneel down, tears came again. It was a beautiful experience. I'll pass the mic to Alien and see whether she wants to explain what she was doing.
Okay. Yeah, Sister Lien. She can tell us why she do that. Push it out.
That day when I said that I make the 100 vows.
Yes.
I forgot to say one more thing. Actually, I smell incense.
Incense, yeah.
And when I open, then I said, huh, testing me.
Good, sadhu.
But I just continue. And then when I opened my eyes, after I finished the 100 while, there was nobody in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was no incense
burning. Yeah, nothing, yes.
And I asked myself, where does the smell come from?
The deva.
So that was the part I forgot to say. Regarding what that happened to you,
Mifong,
actually I was sitting here. And then I knew that after my experience, a lot will be going down there.
So
I said, never mind, give them opportunity.
There's
one here I can
pay
respect to him.
Yes, yeah.
So I sat with my... I kneel down and look at him.
Then you do your part.
I do my part. And then I got the message again. Your part is not sitting here. Go downstairs.
Go out of the sadhu. No, they can actually... The nature can make you do that one. Yeah, it's meant to be. Then you will connect. Good. Continue.
And then, so I walked downstairs.
Sadhu.
And then when I walked downstairs, I saw Mifong. Doing the bowing thing. And I told, and that then I kneel down. I told the Buddha that I am going to do 50. For her.
Sadhu.
To make it more distinct. And I realized that before I could even reach 50, I knew she was already feeling it.
Yeah, very good, very good.
So that is why
you put your hand, sadhu. You actually try to help and give blessing, but within nature, there is some of this. What they call the Buddha's nature or the Bodhisattva's nature, and they know they don't have to be there. So then it will just manifest. Because when you do it with faith and sincerity, all these things can happen. Nature's law is like that. That's why I say this type of law is not written in the field of thought. Thought based, you cannot understand. But this one is from the heart. From the heart that is aware. From the heart that is sincere. That's why to connect, the faith must be there. You have to be very sincere. Okay? Just like Christina.
And then when she got up, she finished 100, I finished my 50.
Wow, good timing. That's why I saw your hand like that.
And then I saw her turn, then I sit there.
Manjusri.
And then she went there, I too went there.
Oh, sadhu.
But when she went, I wanted to give her moral support, actually.
Yeah.
I saw her opening
with
her
the
hand.
With the mat also.
But I didn't open my hand. I actually did this.
Respect.
And I make aspiration for
her. Wow, very good. Sadhu. Very good. That's why when you have this really, really kind and sincere thought. That parami is very powerful. You can do this for people. You know, your inheritance is people will do for you. That's why you can say jabi liao already. Very good, sadhu. That's why you cannot be selfish. You must rejoice. And wherever you can help, you must help. This is what the Dhamma, nature's law is, not I give to people, no. You give to your nature. You help your nature. This is what karma is all about. People don't understand, no. Why must I donate? This money not easy to earn, no, is it? Then you don't understand the nature's law. No. The more you give, actually you give to your nature. In future you come, you will receive. Even now, if condition arise, same life you will receive. So this is very, very important, and very few people can understand this. Then you give it joy, anasana, because you want to help, you sincere. Then you have gratitude towards them, because they are the one that organize the retreat, anasana, and bring you all here, give you the condition, and they are the organizer. And think you and Mifong, they are quite close.
I just met her.
Okay. Well, like that also got this type of heart. End of last year.
End of last year.
Miss, you got gratitude. You know why?
Yes.
Otherwise, you cannot meet me.
Yes.
And you are full of joy. The whole of the retreat, you keep on telling me, thank you so much. Especially the first day after the fall of Buddha. She come and just tell me three words. You know what is it? Simple, direct, but profound. Finish. Then she smiled, she just rejoiced. You have never heard before. And there was so much joy because in the past she cultivated before. But she was this line tested based on what she cannot penetrate last time. I told her just now, if she want to tell, she can tell. Okay.
And then, as I was doing that, I was crying with joy. I just got a message. She has it.
Oh,
she received it.
Sadhu. No wonder all those things happen. Sadhu. Very good.
So I cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
Oh, sadhu.
And I cried.
Very good. Means you all have good affinity, with Wen Su and this Buddha, because you ask forgiveness and you pay respect and you do it sincerely. Your bowing, you know how you have or not. The respect is number one. The mindfulness is the second one. Otherwise, you cannot connect. Otherwise, they want to help you also cannot help. But because you're mindful, your faith is there. You are in sati. Spiritual faculty there, very easy to receive all this. That's why all the manifestation arise. Anasana. The nature react. And then you will start to realize that got such thing or no. Not story, not fairy tale, really can happen or not. Because it's from your own experience. Then you have faith in the Bodhisattva, in the Buddha. Because their cultivation is very different. The Mahayana one, they know that they can develop the vow until this vow become part of nature's law. That's why they don't have to be everywhere. This is the reason why this type of nature's law, the thought-based people cannot understand. That this type of nature's law manifests through their nature. So they don't have to be everywhere to save living beings. But when they vow, they will put a condition. Whomsoever sincerely with the faith call upon their Buddha name or call in for how and all things, or chant the tapeto, and you do it sincerely, there will be a response. That's why Kuan Sing is full of love and compassion. And you can feel her love and compassion. And they take care of you everywhere. When I was young, 8 years old, that one no need to tell her later. Because actually, later only I found out, after 24 years later, that Kuan Yin was the one that helped me. I didn't know, I almost drowned. When I was 8 years. Then I just knew that somebody helped me. There is some being that helped me. Then immediately I came out, I vowed never to go into a river and swim anymore. Then I continued my life. Then when I have the understanding, 1989, I have so much gratitude and joy that I want to thank Kuan Yin. So in my house there's an altar with Kuan Yin and of course the Sifang Sanson, Amitabha, Manjushri and Kuan Yin. It's a very beautiful altar. So I pay respect with the gratitude. I say thank you so much for all your guidance, blessings and protection. Then you know what happened? The moment I pay respect, when I came out, I look at the image. There is one vision come out. About me, 8 years old, in the river, how the basketball float back to me. I ask you, how come got such vision? I already almost forgot about that incident. Then I straight away inside tell me, it was Kuan Yin that saved me from drowning. That's why after that gratitude and that joy, I keep on thank Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. 86, you remember? She came to me with a triple gem and asked me to move. Not much time left. And say it very gently, very nice. You have to move. Not much time. That's why after that, 3 years later, I have a lot of gratitude. But I didn't know 8 years all that incident was actually she protecting me. Understand? But there are so many beings in this universe. Understand? So how can she be around everywhere? And how can she know that that time about to drown, then that thing happened? It's not a person. Understand? It's the nature that manifests. Because I have affinity, great affinity. So because of that, I knew. The first time I go to China was Putaosan. That was the first place I want to go. Because I have this gratitude. I want to thank Quan Sing. And when I young, very strange, I go to temple, my mother take me, I can only pay respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. That I always like the chanting. Namo Quan Si Yin Pusa. All this, keep on chanting on the tape. And I like to listen. Kuan Yin Pusa, Kuan Yin Pusa, Kuan Yin Pusa. Every time the mind, when it chant, my heart open out. There is so much joy. Even last time I came here, that abbot, the last one, he lead the chanting that time. Wow, he very mindful, I can see him. And his vibration and sound very good. I like to follow him. That time a lot of people want this temple. So when I came here, I know this vibration went in. And I received a lot of energy. And I every time pay respect to Kuan Yin. Then that time I also didn't really... I pay respect to Manjushri Pusen. The middle Buddha, I didn't know it was Varuchana. I thought Amitabha. So, but no matter what, I say homage to thee, the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one. And so, means what? Samasambuddha. Actually, no mistake. But all along, I thought it was Amitabha because Pure Land, Mahayana, always have Amitabha up there. Then later on, last year, I think, they told me it's not Sakyamuni or Amitabha, it's another Buddha. Then that time, it doesn't strike me that go and Google and find out who that Buddha is. But this time, I go back, I will Google. Then maybe got condition, I will explain to you. When I read, I will know already. I can explain to you already. Okay, you can continue. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And after rejoicing for Mr. Mifong, something tell me somebody needs me.
Sadhu.
Then I look up, it was Sister Ingvi.
Oh, sadhu.
So I went to her. I knew she was not getting the vibration.
Yeah.
I hold her.
Oh, sadhu. Never mind, let the tears come out. Sadhu, very good.
But she told me she was a beautiful person inside and outside. This is a beautiful being.
Sadhu. Sadhu,
inside
sadhu.
And outside.
Yes.
I use the word again, inside and outside.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. She will connect. She will connect, definitely.
But not in this way.
Correct.
And then I came up here. My hand just right.
Oh.
When I pass it to her.
Oh, sadhu. Very good. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much for that wonderful sharing. Thank you. That's why when you have this sincerity and genuine intention to help people, fellow Kayana Mitta, the wholesomeness is limitless. And it paved, และเองวีก็ดีเนี่ยฮะสาธุสาธุสาธุฮะOh, nothing. Okay, don't worry. What about the message? You want to, or you want to let me know later? She wrote a message to you. Yeah, yeah. Privacy. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
She wrote the paper for me is to show me how to ask for forgiveness and invoke the blessings of my whatever series that I may have accumulated.
Sadio.
I thank her very much.
Yeah, very good.
Because she showed me the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sadio.
Sadio, Sadio. No wonder yesterday you came and see me on how to do it. Then I saw you do it. Because after close the light, you on back the light. I went to a room. Then somehow I saw you kneeling down. Then I know you are doing that. Sadhu, sadhu. That's how evil connect. When you, the most important thing is ask for forgiveness to break whatever coming obstruction. Her coming obstruction is not serious. It's just that certain line, even this line come out same. You cannot accept Mahayana. That is the obstruction. It's very minor. That's why you say you are beautiful outside and inside. But because of that obstruction, if you don't ask for forgiveness and follow the one that I give you, or whatever she tell you, very difficult to break. But they know you will connect a matter of time because you are very sincere. And I saw when you do it because instead of the faith, you still have this what they call, I see your eye, I know. Like you have remorse, which is not good. You still think that, why you go and do this? How come this thing happened to you? Please, the thought is the thought. Form and mind, when it don't understand, it do this type of thing. It's not you. So nobody really, really do that. It's the form and mind that has delusion, went through that, and go and do that. It's not you. Your nature is beautiful, inside and outside. And you are very sincere. But through samsara, we have been born so many times. And you can never know which life we do that. So when that thing happened, because it was done in a manner where maybe affected your doubt, because you're not sure, then that creates doubt. Doubt prevents faith and acceptance. And this continues. Just like Sister Lian, she came and talked to me. That's why just now I was late for about 5 to 6 minutes when I came in here. Sister Lian can share or not?
It's okay. She need a rest. Sorry. She need a rest.
Oh, okay.
Headache.
Okay. No problem. We share later.
Can I just add something? Actually, Huang Lian and me, we go to SGBA for a long, long time, don't know how long. But I never really know her. I don't... Oh, she doesn't go. Yeah, okay. So anyway, her sister, okay. I started to get to know her end of last year. And she was so kind, she donated for the Kuti in Wat Na Luang. And so... The two of us ended up going to Wat Na Luang and we shared the same room.
Oh, sadhu.
Yeah, so for 2 weeks I think, and supposed to have meditation silent retreat, but we ended up sharing a lot. There are 5 of us actually, she and me, and we shared a lot. I think then we become very close
there. Very good.
Yeah.
That's why affinity is like that. When you have affinity, it will bring about causes and conditions for things to happen. Then because there is this past affinity, very sincere, so the condition will bring about all these phenomena to arise. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Okay, Padmasuri now. Sadhya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah. Actually, after Brother Sui An shared this morning, about, say, not asking from here, the other side. So actually, yesterday I went down. I made a mistake. I don't even know that one is a Vairochana Buddha. I thought it was a Kuan Yin. So I've been asking for forgiveness for 3 days. And then for myself, I know I have a lot of obstacles on my Dharma path. So I've been asking for forgiveness for myself and my son because I know he's having a lot of difficulty in German.
Oh, okay.
So,
never mind. Just allow it. Allow it to flow.
I have the feeling,
yeah.
Ask until paise already.
Never mind.
You don't know
never.
Me, you ask from me. I quickly light another lamp and ask for forgiveness again.
Yeah.
So after that, it was cleared. So then I walk to Manjus, this side. I know Manjusri, I know.
Yeah, the lion one.
The lion one, so.
Da Si Si Fu Sa.
Then I was saying, I after I heard from Mimi how to connect, so I went there and tried. Actually, before this, Brother Teo has been talking about making wow.
I
was very scared to make wow because I have so many segments of life. I don't know how many wows I've been making. So I was quite confused. So I went there, I bowed down, and in my heart, sincerely, I asked Manjusri for her wisdom to show me a way. So that I can help others. Actually, I have all this way. I have the urge to help my students. But I don't know. I cannot. I'm not confident to come out. And then that's why the other day when I uploaded the thing that how I help my students, I was full of joy. And then after that meta session, the students were all quiet and calm down until my PK told me, this is the way the students, the heart should be softened. That's why I really felt I wanted to thank Brother Teo, if not because the meditation that Brother Teo has taught me, I don't have the confidence to come out and to go up the stage to lead the to lead the metta. This is my urge, but I have no vow. I don't know what is my what have been my vow.
Later you will know.
So
when you connect. After you connect, then when the spiritual nature inheritance come back,
so I bow down.
Slowly, it will evolve, then you will know. Yes. Continue.
So I bow down, and suddenly one word just appeared in my mind.
From your nature.
So and then after that word appear, I sincerely ask. I say I really determined to develop. I have a lot of determination. Please strengthen me. Strengthen my determination. But another nature come, another thing tell me, that side.
Oh, sadhu.
That side is Pusian Pusa.
Means you all connected, you don't know. The conscious mind don't know. That's why so you have to come for the retreat.
It's just like, that side. So I walk over to that side and bow.
Oh, sadhu. You know Pusian is famous for what? 18... Very special vow is how to develop virtue to become Sama Sambuddha. Her vow on virtue is very different, very unique. That's why they always talk about Fusian, Sipa Ta Yuan. He's famous for virtue. If you want to have good virtue, you go to Fusian, I tell you. Understand?
Another experience, actually, before I came, I told Brother Sui An I want to be on 8 precept.
Oh,
and Brother Sui An told me, hey, you are the only one lah. You decide. So, the first 5 days I came in, nobody on 8 precept.
Oh, no problem. You can talk to me. Then you can go on.
After that, until that day, they all went back.
Mm-hmm.
That night, I'm still taking dinner. But what I shared with my roommate, when I was taking dinner that time, I have a very bad feeling of throwing out the food. So after that night, that morning I wake up very early, I changed all white, then I went to Brother Teo and said I want to take 8 precepts.
Can. Then after I announce, who wants to take? I will give the precept. No problem. Sadhu. Sadhu.
That's all.
Okay, very good.
Who wants to share
Here. Asu, asu, asu. Asu. Yeah. Sadhu.
Now this is the thought talking, okay?
Never mind.
I came for this meditation, and my few words for the first few days was, wow, this one so good, got good. Wow, this one so good. Why I got nothing to share, no feeling. So I was so sad. Then, one day I said, hey, must be coming obstruction. Why? I'm not progressing what I should be progressing. So I approached Brother Teo. Brother Teo, how to ask for forgiveness? Brother Teo, anywhere you can ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, yaka.
Yeah.
Right. So then I started to. After that, also bonga muno. Then I asked Brother Teo again the next day. Brother Teo, why is this retreat bringing out the worst
correct,
out of me?
Correct,
I was like, I was really like a mean person. Terrible thoughts.
Yeah.
Then
I told her it's the thought.
It's the thought. You are deluded. Then I know also it's my wrong thought, wrong perception, but it all arises from wrong perception.
Yeah. View,
my
the view.
Of
the wrong view condition, the wrong perception.
So when you all got all this excitement, I also want to join in because kiasu ma.
Kiasu.
Went down yesterday.
Oh.
Okay, Manjusuri, I must ask. When there, I ask, well, my hands didn't tinkle at all. Maybe I'm not good in verbalizing, so she don't understand. Still no feeling. I went to Pusien, but Pusien has a little bit of feeling, though not strong.
Mm.
So, come on, never mind. I will change tactic. And Mimi taught me, you must verbalize like that, ask and all that. Okay, man. So, this morning after breakfast, I went. So, I go first to the Varochana Buddha.
Yes.
I did all the bowing, but I didn't. I asked for forgiveness. Then I went to Manjusuri. Did all my thing. Still bowl lah. Little bit only lah, but bowl. Never mind. Then go to Pusen. But this time Pusen is very much stronger.
Yes. Totally then different.
I did everything. Then I came out. I met Mimi.
Yeah.
So Mimi said, "How?" I just told her roughly, I got a little bit of feeling. Then we were walking out to the gate. I asked Mimi, are you going up to the hill? And she says, no, I'm going to contemplate. You want to join me? I said, no. I've got to go back and finish my job. That is the front shrine.
Yeah.
So when I went,
Maitreya.
The Maitreya. Yeah,
Maitreya Buddha.
So when I went in there, Sri An was still there.
Okay.
Then I think Sri An left after that. So I kneel down, I beg for forgiveness, then I want to reaffirm, I want wisdom, everything also I want. So Kali, I started crying.
Yeah, tears just come out.
The crying different, like howling one, you know. Then I also, until so long, I felt it was very long. I said, wow, if I don't get out of this place, I'm going to kneel here and cry the whole day. So I left. But the tears was like, I feel, there's a thought telling me, like tears of remorse. So maybe it's really genuinely ask for forgiveness. Cry until like that.
Yeah, because when you realize that this is the fault you have done previously, so the thought will come and say, you know, you shouldn't have done. You go, then there's remorse. Then early on, I tell her what? I say, Sue, please, listen. Not you. Your form and mind, you understand? Form and mind that is deluded, do deluded thing. Not you. Your nature is beautiful, you understand? That Buddha nature, that true nature, is the real you. Understand? Like Engbi, inside beautiful, outside beautiful. It's just so easy to connect. But because your thought interferes, that remorse cannot accept. How come I have this obstruction? I should have open mind. That is the thought telling, should have. Understand or not? Not a reality. The reality is, when that thing came out, because there were past causes and conditions. So now condition is not ready, you will continue to have doubt. Because that's why, even this life, you will hear the type of Dhamma that tell you, Mahayana, avoid. That's why you cannot have faith. So you know, thought, conditioning. This is how living being get into trouble. And thought conditioning is not you, it's the form of mind. Form of mind is not you. So many form of mind, which one is you? None. Because this come about through craving and delusion. So when you understand that, no more like before. That's why he come and tell me, he said, how come bring out the worst of me? He said, how come I didn't improve? Hey, she expect retreat after retreat improve. So far so good. All the retreat improve. Then this retreat, he hear everybody progress. She like, no progress, regress, and bring the worst out. So I told her, I said, please, Suhu, listen. It's not you. It's the thought. So if it's the thought, you have to reflect and contemplate. Then after that, when you understand that it's not you, that you are inwardly beautiful, you have that nature, you only need to connect. Connect means what? Spiritual faculty. Have the faith. Then have the virya and cultivate sati. But if you got karmic obstruction, which most people have, that's why she, the nature say, must ask forgiveness. And then she come and ask how to do it. And then after that she go and do. She has to do it in front of Maitreya, you know why? Because Maitreya has affinity with her. That's why when she knew a Maitreya and do that, the nature react inside there. Straight away. And tears just come. And then the thought interfere. Like, remorseful type of tear. Actually, if you don't have the thought, there is a lot of joy inside there. Those who have that one, they will know. From the nature, it trigger off one. But the trouble is your conscious mind interferes. Then like you say, like sobbing, oh! Last time, Mimi there, lagi lau, Utai San. Before arrival, you start to cry. Then immediately kneel down, the first Manjusri Bodhisattva temple. Don't know, Pei Thai or Nan Thai, I forgot it. Not big, Pei Thai. We had to go up very high, you know. I think Mifo and Suyan will remember. Oh, Suyan didn't go. Oh, Suyan got go, I think. He went there. There also he make aspiration. Then came back, all three fulfilled, I think. So because of that, you see that time, nobody understand, no? I rejoice. She was crying there like anything. Very loud. Keep on crying. Then after that, later on, she composed herself. Then she have great respect and faith, and like gratitude and time. Then pay respect. Then further, after that, he moved on to the... There is one main shrine where the abbot is there. The abbot photo there, with the rope, everything. Then she tell me, the moment she look up, when she was there, it like, the abbot photograph talking to her, though. You are back. Then smile or not? How she know? If you are the past, connected. Then she go in and pay respect. Pay respect. And then after that she start. Her spiritual journey start. We are connected. Then her past is very different, very strong, very good. Because the affinity Manjushri. That's why all these bodhisattvas, she will know how to connect. Well, all the mudra came to her. Understand not? One by one. Quan Sing, Manjushri, Pusen. Then there's another one. He said, don't know what name. I forgot already. Piruchana. This Buddha, they are Virochana. That mudra also came. Understand not? He said, very strange. All of them, the mudra different. How she can do it? Because she got this connection from the past. Then there is this affinity. And when she come as a living being, when she is connected after the Wu Tai San, all this will inherit, come back to her. That's why she can feel them. She can talk to them. She has done it before in the past. She never learned this life. So all this, you slowly understand. Then your faith, maintain strong faith, because you got nothing to lose. If it's not the truth, you do, you don't harm yourself, you don't harm others. That's an open mind. Then when you have affinity, make full use of it to determine. Then Manjushri is foremost in wisdom. No, you, the disciple that is foremost in wisdom, you also don't know how to go and request for guidance and wisdom. Susah already. Because she is foremost in wisdom under Amitabha. Then Kuan Yin is the other top disciple next to it. There's a Sifang Sansen, the three of them, you see? These three, they are the top disciple of Lord Buddha. One is wisdom, one is love and compassion. So when you have that condition and understanding, you renew your faith. Yes, these three, yeah. Oh, this one they put another one. They put Mahatama Prata. I think it could be another name of Ta Shi Zi, correct? Manjushri, up there. Eh, read. You know Mandarin or not? You read. I saw the word. Ta Shi Zi Pusa. Not Ta Shi Zi. Oh, different. Ta Shi Zi, not Ta Shi. Use the mind. This one is not foremost in wisdom.
Foremost wisdom is Manjushri.
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 Yes.
Then Dahan, the one who practiced cultivation, the foremost is Puxian Bosa.
I know virtue, cultivation.
Cultivation.
Yeah. He perfection of virtue. Wow.
Our Tamsaka Sutra, the last scroll, Yijian, that is the one. Yeah, talk about the Sita Hernian. Okay. It's written there. And explain very clearly each of the wow, how to practice.
Yes, how to practice.
How to practice. Ten, not 18. In the Amitabha's world, Amitabha Buddha has two chief disciples supporting him. One is Guan Xing Pusa. Yeah. One is Da Shi Zi Bosa. Da Shi Zi
is not.
No, Da Shi Zi. Da Shi Zi.
What is Shi?
Shi is strength.
Oh, not lion.
Great strength Bodhisattva.
I thought it's lion.
These two Bodhisattva, I think long ago, they were sisters, no?
Yeah, they were sisters. Sister. Three sisters.
And then Amitabha Buddha and them, I think it's a father and daughter relationship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Then after so many kalpas, the father become Amitabha Buddha.
He
called these two Bodhisattva to them. To help him. So, Guan Xing Bosa is actually on the left hand side of the Bodhisattva.
Right hand side.
And then Da Shi Zi on the right hand side. Okay. So,
she is foremost in what? Foremost in what?
Da Shi Zi Bosa is in chanting the Buddha's name.
Oh.
She, by chanting the Buddha's name, she started from zero to Denjie.
Okay.
So it's like chanting the Buddha's name is
very
so,
powerful,
so
very
safe
powerful.
And so advanced. People look down, people chanting, hey, so simple.
Horrible,
but they are from zero, they go to Denjie.
Until they perfected it.
Da Shi Zi Bosa is the foremost in chanting.
So I need to correct myself. All the while I thought that the other one is Manjushri, foremost in wisdom.
But Guan Xing Bosa, he achieved the position through meditation. Meditation, the reversing to hear the sound. Reversing.
Sound.
Hear the sound of the Buddha nature, not outside. To hear the Buddha nature.
Correct.
But that Dhamma door, according to Suragama Sutra, you have to endure the test of 50 demons.
Demon samadhi.
Demon samadhi. Because it passed through.
Yeah, usu
and the full 50 demons you test.
Yeah, 50 more.
And studying the Surangama Sutra gave me a lot of benefit.
Oh, okay.
Because when I went to temple, sometimes I hear story, people story, who and who is have this sort of thing, have meet this sort of person. Oh, I say, according to Surangama Sutra, the demons are like this.
Okay. Good.
So I can advise them not to fall into a trap. Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much, brother. Hmm. So I ask for forgiveness, correct myself. Because that one, all the while I thought is Manjushri, foremost in wisdom. Because under Sakyamuni, Sariputta, foremost disciple, also wisdom. Then I must have confused the Mandarin word, Ta Shi Zi, because the lion down there. You know? So I thought lion. Actually, it's not lion. How to pronounce? Si. Si is strength. Strength. Oh, okay. Si. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Wait. I check and see here got right or not. Here got right or not. First page. Page 1. Oh, cover page. No, this is the Great Compassion Mantra, Heart Sutta. Ta Pei Zhou, Xing Jing. But I want to know Ta Shi Zi. No, any write-up on her? Where?
Oh, written something on her.
Oh, don't have. We are all here Kuan Yin on. Oh, then never mind. I go back Google, then next time I explain to you. Yeah. Because I thought that Su is lion. So I saw sit on the lion. Must be that one. I know. That's why I thought this is lion. I don't know the real Mandarin.
This is strength.
I know. Because when I see the Ta, then I saw the lion. Then I thought Ta Su Su Fu Sa means the sitting on the lion. That's not. Oh. So anyway, it is my mistake. Because Mandarin, not easy to recognize. But whatever it is, I have a lot of affinity with Kuan Yin and also Manjushri. Because she also wisdom way. Then Kuan Yin is very compassionate. If you have affinity with her, you only have faith in her, then you will connect. That's enough. Those who are sincere and have the faith, when you chant the whatever Fohao or Tapezo or even the what the Heart Sutta, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, what Soha already? Bodhisattva. So all this, it has this what they call effect. Then the other one is Om Pe Mi Me Mi Hum. That one also will connect. Because these are all the vow that they make and it went in. Understand? Okay. Anything else? Just now, Sue finish. You finish yours? Oh, thank you. So, we got another 5-10 minutes only. Anybody want to share? Nobody. Brother. Pass the mic.
Earlier, G was still here.
Yes.
She talked about equanimity. So, at that time, I wanted to share this with all the
Paramita,
you said no time, saying go already. So, I personally talked to her.
Okay.
I said, originally, when Buddha was in India, the Buddhism, no Theravada, no
Mahayana. I said,
This is later only people come and come and create this sort of, this sort of differentiation. I say, according to the sutra, they say Buddha come to this world. You can differentiate the Dhamma Door to 84,000. Now how to count it? How do we know which Dhamma Door? I was thinking if each Dhamma Door you practice for half a year, also you cannot finish, right? Yeah, how to accomplish the way, right? Now in Buddha's times, Buddha, because Buddha can see your past, unlimited.
Future
so Buddha
know
in the past he has been practicing what? Yeah. So they give you the right
thing. Suitable,
even shift the floor also suitable. Can become arahant.
Yeah.
Because Buddha knows, each individual knows, just give you the correct to they know in the past you have continuing what door, they give you the right door. Okay? So in Buddha's time we read the story, plenty of arahats.
Yes.
Some whole family also arahat.
Yeah.
But nowadays how it's so difficult. I say how do you know which is your door? Yeah. So you cannot I have learned this one from a master.
Yeah,
I don't know which master, maybe Xuanhua or Master Xuanhua or somebody. 八万四千法门 is doesn't matter. It's 4,000 door. If it suit you, you are
that
successful.
That is the
number one.
Number one. Right.
Every door is number one.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So I wanted to share this. We don't differentiate. This is called equal honority.
Yes.
Not you interpret other ways. Other ways dividing. No.
If
your mind is duality,
you caught already.
You are out already. You are not with the Buddha.
You cannot transcend duality.
My master, Boyan, has explained to me once before.
Every
time I cannot catch, no.
Oh, okay.
I cannot catch, though I miss the opportunity.
Because the mundane mind has selfishness, delusion, and all those, what they call emotional anxiety. That's why it will create duality. You know what is duality? Discrimination. That's a right, wrong, good, bad. So all this duality come about through delusion. Without delusion and the evil root, you will not differentiate. That's why I say, the moment the mind differentiate, you finish already.
So equanimity is in the Buddha's teaching. Equanimity has no duality.
No duality.
That's why I tell some that people, in our lay people, we have what called liang xing. Liang xing is supposed to be equal, then the liang xing. If equal, that is the Buddha nature.
Correct. Your conscience inside. Liang xing.
That's why why the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra say our lay people here,
Yes.
The moment your mind come out, already committing a
correct.
Commit a sin already.
You know the Mandarin word is so beautiful. Qi xing dong nian. Avijja paccaya sankhara. When you rise a thought, if it's deluded, then the mind stir. That's why thought come out, understand? Because when the mind arrives, qi xing, xing is heart, the mind. Then, dong nian, nian tou, just zou chu lai le. That's why you are caught.
This space, qi xing, dong nian, for a long time, I cannot understand.
Oh, okay.
I cannot understand. Until I listen to one monk from China, Ying Quan Hua Shi, he explained, he's very entawan.
Very young. Very
good in Dharma. I listened many times, got one time he said, you know Bodhisattva's standard. Anything you do for others is good.
Yes.
Do for yourself. Even
it's selfish.
We say that we do good is good, right?
If you
do good for yourself,
according
wrong.
To your thought, is it?
No, that's, you do good for yourself.
Correct. According to good. Your thought is selfish. That's like good according to your thought. Good according to your view. But the bodhisattva are different. They come for the living being. They actually sacrifice and come out with a lot of sincerity to save the living being. So every time, see, they really, really want to, they say, tu zhong sen.
So this master, immediately, I understand why the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra say this. Immediately, I understand, Buddha, Bodhisattva standard is different now.
Very different.
This one is real. Good one. It really solved my problem.
Sadhu. Thank you. Can. Let's definitely share. Push it out.
Thank you for all the beautiful sharing. I just now went out to look for food. Then after that, in between, I stand by, look at the rain. Suddenly, also when the rain came, meditating. Because ever since I come here, I can feel the nature.
Very good.
You can hear the tiniest distant
noise. Sadhu.
When the rain comes, all the noise disappears.
Yeah.
The The rain is overshadowing
your
thinking.
Yeah, just like
our thought.
Then the awareness cannot feel. You know why? The vibration from the rain, where it's pouring, the consciousness imprints on your ear is very strong. So you arise thought. So it go to this sense door, then that conscious arise. So when that conscious arise, you perceive it through hearing. The moment you hear heavy rain, your awareness cut off, go to that thought. But if you really want, if you're silent, completely still, no matter how rain or whatever, you still have that awareness. That's not. It can be done. And I have done it before. So no problem. But for normal people, yes, what Stephanie said is very true. Because your awareness is not stable enough, not really inside that nature. When it's inside that nature, it's different. So all this sense experience that you experience, I already told you, you got six sense door. The one that is most strong will take over, that's all. Because your consciousness will go there, that's all. Like you suddenly do things, then suddenly somebody shout at you. Then you no more doing that thing. The consciousness trigger you. Then you turn. Like Joyce. Sleep. Dog howling. Gone already. So, you have that consciousness here, then the conditioned mind say, ghost. So, the moment dog howling, that wrong view, ghost. We are as a Chinese, our tradition. Then ghost. Means what? You already lost in thought. That's all. But when you have the awareness, you can hear. Then you want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, it also can. You just stay there. That's why I say you can switch it off. The consciousness come out, no need to put in content. Means what? No need to perceive or anything. Just silent. And when I do that, you know what happened during the early day. Most of the conscious, almost 90%, zoom back into my nature. Yeah. Then I throughout the day, like the mind, keep on aware. Then aware, no need to arise any content. I was in Pansy Island that time. I remember. Then I saw this mind, very funny. Keep on aware. That's why I come to understand when you take care of mind take care of you. Means I train the mindfulness until I return it to my heart now. Then this heart, every moment make me aware. So that's why all this cultivation, unless you go through, you cannot understand. That mind is very, very unique. Understand? The true mind and the mundane mind are two different things. That true mind can develop direct seeing. Can arise great wisdom and understanding. But this one cannot talk one inside there. No word, nothing. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, let her share. I didn't get your name. I still don't know your name. What's your name? Selena. Oh, Selena, yes. Thank you.
Hello, Brother.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd like to thank you for allowing me here to be in this retreat, and also
Sui An allow you, not me.
Sui Fong.
Mi Fong. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For inviting me here.
Yeah.
Actually, I was in the Qigong class with them.
Oh, okay. No wonder.
And then the last minute, Brother Suyan invited me here.
Okay.
And I was still pending.
Undecided. Yeah.
Undecided.
Yeah.
And then my sister told me, why, you got a good opportunity, why don't you go?
Oh, your sister very good. So hard. Yeah.
Said, you should take the opportunity and go and for retreat. This is a long time you haven't been the retreat.
Okay.
So
good.
So I decided, I don't want to miss this opportunity. Especially when I have heard Brother Joe talk before.
Oh, SJBA.
In SJBA and in and also in SS Creed.
Yeah, SS Creed.
They also quite long time ago.
Long time, that time a long time ago.
And long your time. Talk is very
very different, right?
Different and then very very,
very
clear.
Direct, very clear, very,
very
clear, easy to understand.
Yeah, easy
sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
Okay, the last actually, in fact, I thought the retreat would be taking the 8 precepts
yes,
for
yes, yes, yes.
9 days.
Oh, no need.
And then later I find that it's a choice.
Yeah, yeah, it's your choice.
Maybe because of my health.
Yeah, I'm not so good.
Some medicine,
correct,
so
correct.
So
you need food. You need food.
Not necessary to go
correct,
for food.
Correct, correct.
And then I was thinking that after a few days, I see how my medicine
okay, okay.
I'll change it to take the 8 precepts.
Oh, okay.
When you suggested
okay,
the next
okay,
day,
okay.
I decided to take it.
Oh, very good. So what happened after you take the 8 precepts? You okay? You okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah?
Wow, sadhu, sadhu.
Normally, usually I will find my body, when I walk the time, I will feel giddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because your health condition, huh?
It's not pain. But I find that as the day passed by,
You become more and more calm,
more
energetic. Yes, and at night sometimes you find like you cannot sleep or wide awake one. So the energy is inside there.
Yeah. Then the last
and you realize very little sleep on.
The last 3 days I've been going down for the morning, chanting downstairs.
Oh, very good. That was very good.
The first few days, the first 2 mornings I went. I just follow them.
The Kuan Yin Pusa.
Kuan Yin
Pusa. Yes.
And the last, this morning, when I went on down time, when they chant the
Kuan Yin Pusa.
Kuan Yin Pusa.
Towards the end, they chant Kuan Yin Pusa.
So I managed to follow. Yeah. In fact, I find follow their chanting.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I find that I got the energy to do it.
Oh, sadhu, very good. Despite your health condition, because of the nature of the faith. And also,
I realized I was full of joy in the sense that to be able to be
very good.
Followed them to the
church. Yes. You have a lot of joy. That will keep you going. And you have those energy because you tap. Very good. Your faith also must be there. Otherwise, not easy. Your faith strengthened.
I like
to pay my respect to you, so. Can. Don't worry, sadhu. Thank you. Rejoice.
Actually, I get to know Selena when we were doing the Day of Mindfulness program. That's the last Saturday of the month when we allocate a space and time for people to practice their meditation. And somehow her phone number was on my handphone, so every Thursday I send an SMS to her saying, Brother Teo's class, blah, blah, blah. It's at my house. And then for whatever reason, I think for almost a year, nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
I think one Thursday she said, I want to come or something.
Then very
she
good.
Came. Coding connects.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. At least you are better than Joyce. Joyce take how many years? 20 years. Got people so patient on her. Encourage her. 20 years later only Joyce. Then that day, who was it? They say, after 10 over years, I was who? Stephanie's friend, about 10 years. That's why you had good Kayanamita or good affinity with genuine friends from the past. When they realized, or not to say real, when they found out that there is something important for you, they will share with you. Then they will encourage you. So, if you allow the thought to obstruct, then you not open mind. Then you say, not free lah, this thing I don't understand. Never mind lah, later lah. Like the friend, what Bijin, he said, career first. No. So how to bring her to spiritual? Understand? So it's very difficult. She actually helped her many times. Then the only time she came and see me was,
when she was in depression. Yeah. We had a brother in Singapore pass away. She's a very strong lady. You know. But she cannot accept the brother was very young, very, very young. At the peak of the career. And so, then suddenly, for no reason, just passed away. Like that. Then left behind the wife and the kid and all things. So she felt so bad until she cannot accept the reality. She said, how can it be like that? What has my brother done wrong with it? He's at the peak of her career. Then Stephanie tried to explain the Dhamma to her. You know what she tell me? The answer is, you don't talk all this. These are all nonsense. She got her reason. Keep on telling her off now. Then Stephanie come and see me. I say, it's like that because your Dhamma not stable, your energy not strong. You cannot cultivate this type of people. Then later I say, never mind. You see, got condition or not? Because now she is going through this type of situation. She will want answer. Then you just tell her like that. I know a friend, happened to be my teacher. He has helped a lot of people go through all this. Worse than you one also got. I think yours to him is nothing. Then he will listen to you. Then how busy also? He want to solve this problem. This problem is tormenting her, causing depression in her. She very strong lady. Then when she came and see me that night, we sat down and just generally talked. I say, I don't know what's your problem. I say, I need you to explain to me or maybe let me know more. Then she's trying to relate to me in a summary. Don't want to tell too much. Then you know what happened. She said, don't come and tell me this that Stephanie said. Opening statement like that. I say, it's okay. I'm not going to tell you that. I just tell her. I hope you understand. You, your life, you decide. I'm not here to change your view. I'm not here to convince you. Because you came, because you need an understanding. If you want this understanding, I can explain to you why you get yourself so entangled. And then I start slowly, I explain the First Noble True Reality. I say yours is separation from loved one. I put very general. I said, you believe in Buddhism? He said, no, but being a Chinese, a Taoist. Then I say, do you know how wonderful the Buddha's teaching is? I say, the Four Noble Truths can let you understand the secret of life and why you become so miserable. So I explain. Very simple. Then after that, I say, you got two choices. One, refuse to accept this reality, continue to question, and continue to become miserable, and continue to have all this problem and what they call depression. I say, when you hold on to all this thought by refusing to accept the reality, means what? You want things to happen otherwise, which is not a reality. Then what do? You become affected. Is a career also affected? Everything. Then she got totally no mood to do anything. Flew down to Singapore and all things. Then come back also very confused. Then he said, until what happened? Later on he tell me. He said, yeah, Roger, you're right. He said, I scolded my children. Because I tell her, when you are in like that, everybody worry for you. That's how. Your children worry for you, your husband worry. So everybody. So you not only suffer, you cause your loved one to worry for you and suffer. And then he said, yeah, scolded the children. Then I say, you have a choice. Life need not be like that. Clear or not? If you're willing to listen, I can explain to you the other option. The other option is that brother passed away is a reality. At first you want to stop me. Don't tell me this. If I don't tell you this, you will never understand. But I have to tell you this and explain. Otherwise, you won't understand. Well, to her, this thing must not happen. Then she doesn't know what to do. She only get angry and very confused. So I explain. I said, you listen some more. I said, very simple. If I were you, I say, I will do something tangible
that can actually help your brother and the wife and the children. Isn't this better than lamenting, getting miserable and unhappy? He said, can I? Did already. I said, huh? I said, can. Because if you accept this reality, means what? You no longer react. You no longer become emotional. You no longer get yourself into this so-called suffering. I said, no. Then what you do? With clarity, you reflect and contemplate. What can I do, which is more tangible? I said, no. To help your brother. The moment I say help, he say, I want to know. He listened attentively. Then I say, you can make donation or offering in memory of him, then have to transfer merits to him. That one, she very happy. Then I say, you can go down and counsel and comfort your sister-in-law, the children and all things. Then see to what they need and help them through this difficult period. Isn't this a lot better? She straight away, not only don't argue, she look at me, how come I never think of this? Is it? I said, no. That's how she came out of it. I said, no. Then she finally become very different. That type of funny thought, like slowly subside. Then she, now very convinced. No, that time very convinced that this one. And then I think she came out of it. But again, after that career first, never come to the class, never see her again. Yeah. See, the friend suddenly passed away. Then she wants to come back. Yeah, she remember what I explained to her. Then again, career first, never come home. Until this retreat, no. She also said, don't know why she agreed, because Stephanie said, I pay for you first. So I think because of that, I pay already. Might as well come. After that, totally different. Got condition, yes. Yeah. Another meeting also give up. Very good. Means she really like, Stephanie so sincere. No? I think that must be the reason. How can I do that? Because she must have thought, she helped me to overcome the brother's problem, the depression. So at least, our gratitude, okay lah, you want me to go lah. Then never expect, come here. He said, now he will review her priority. I said, no more career first. He said, this is very clear now. Life is more important. So, we better go and take dinner. Those 5%. We better stop. Okay, I quickly do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. In Pali. Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamodito Chirang Rakantu Lokasasana Itawata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anamodantu Sabasampati Sidiya Idang Menyatinang Hotu Sukita Hontunya Tayo Idang me nyati nang ho tu, sukita hontu nyate yo. Idang me nyati nang ho tu, sukita hontu nyate yo. Ipmina punyang kamena, mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo ho tu, yawa nivana patia. Sadu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect, then you can go for dinner. But I want you all to help me to remember one thing. Ingbi saw me this morning. He said, Machan the Jaya Mangala Gata. The condition arrived, I know. You have a feeling that this one need to be Chan. So you will do it tonight together with Padmasuri to help you. Sadhu. Okay. Tonight I won't skip dinner. I'm very full.